Help us, O God, to be masters of ourselves, that we may become the servants of others. Take our lips and speak through them, our minds and think through them, and take our hearts and set them on fire for Christ's sake. Amen. Sometimes when we travel, a certain song captures the essence of the trip, and we play it again and again. Maybe it's a girl's night out that started with "Girls Just Wanna Have Fun." Or perhaps you popped into the CD player, "Get Your Kicks" on Route 66. Or "Do You Know the Way to San Jose?" Or even "Born to be Wild." When I was 12, my family took a road trip in Taiwan, and the song that played over and over on the cassette deck was the folk song 500 Miles by the Kingston Trio. "Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home." Every journey has a song. For the Israelites, every year they would take three pilgrimages up to the temple in Jerusalem, a city set on atop a hill. And as they walked up the holy city, they would sing the songs of the ascent, 15 psalms that they memorized by heart, starting from Psalm 120 through Psalm 134. This morning, we sang one of these songs, Psalm 121. So picture the Israelites singing Psalm 121 as they took deliberate steps at the base of the mount, gazing up and slowly approaching the temple. "I lift my eyes up to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from you, maker of heaven, creator of the earth." They would lift up their eyes as they sang and walked and looked to the mountain, which directed them to the God of the heavens. The temple was their destination, but the songs of the journey prepared their hearts along the way. They were pilgrims seeking truth, and these songs strengthened their faith and reminded them of their deep need for God, God the keeper who watches over them. 4 years ago, I had the opportunity to join a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. We visited Nazareth and Bethlehem and walked the roads that Jesus likely once walked. One day on a fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee, just as a gust of wind blew by us, we read the gospel account of Jesus walking on water and calming the storm. And almost every day, we walked up Jerusalem to where the temple once was. And there around us always were pilgrims, many of them walking about from Poland, from Spain, from Croatia, from Ethiopia and Kenya. And we knew that they were pilgrims because many of them were praying and seeking and singing worship songs as they walked through the hustle and bustle of Jerusalem. These were not tourists being dropped off by their buses for 20 minutes so that they could take pictures with their selfie sticks, snatch up souvenirs, and then quickly get back onto the bus. And we can usually spot tourists from their language. And we do this all the time when we travel or when we talk about our travels. How was Rome? It was great. We saw the Spanish Steps and we did the Colosseum. How was Paris? Oh, fantastic. We saw the Eiffel Tower and we did the Louvre. The pilgrims of Psalm 121 did not see Jerusalem or do the temple. They were seeking God and wanted to experience God. So each step that they took was a reminder that they, just like we, on our journey through Lent, were spiritual beings on this earthly journey. So perhaps it is in this light that we see Nicodemus in our gospel reading this morning. In the dark of the night, Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews, went to see Jesus. He was curious, for he had seen signs and miracles that Jesus had performed. But he didn't want to just be a spiritual tourist. Been there, done that. Likely he was hungering for God, hungry enough to seek out Jesus. He was curious about whether God was behind what all Jesus was doing. He too was a spiritual being on an earthly journey. But Nicodemus was puzzled and confused. He couldn't quite understand what Jesus was telling him because all he could grasp was what was familiar to him. The Jewish law and teachings, logic and reason. But aren't we all like that sometimes? Where all we can see is what's right in front of us? It was as if he was seeking, but looking down. All the while, Jesus was asking him to look above, to feel the wind, to see the heavens, to look beyond, that we can't figure things out on our own, and we can't save ourselves. Just as in the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they will see God." When God is all we have, we find that God is all we need. And we need to need God in order to see God. So Jesus explained to Nicodemus that night that in the days of Moses, when the Israelites were wandering in the wilderness and bitten by snakes, God instructed Moses to make and then lift up a brass serpent on his staff so that all those who looked in faith would be healed. And in a bit of foreshadowing, Jesus himself would be lifted up on the cross as a sign of God's healing love for the world. If Nicodemus could only see that, if anyone can see and see God's love and believe in God, they may have eternal life. But that night, Nicodemus was confused and walked away disappointed, just as we probably would if we were there too. But he continued to seek after God. We know that because we would read about him again in John chapter 19. When Jesus was crucified on the cross on Good Friday, hanging from the cross on the Mount of Golgotha, one of two men who took Jesus down from the cross was Nicodemus. I wonder what song Nicodemus sang when he walked up to the cross, lifted his eyes up, and saw God's love hanging from the cross. Perhaps he sang a version of today's offertory hymn, "What wondrous love is this?" Perhaps he then finally understood what Jesus had said that night, that the Son of Man will be lifted up for all to see. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. Perhaps Nicodemus finally got it, that God's love saves us from ourselves, that the destination of all our pilgrimages is to experience God's love in full display. This Lent, we too are on a spiritual pilgrimage. We too are spiritual beings on an earthly journey. It can be easy to get lost in our earthly Lenten practices. Giving something up for Lent helps only if it reminds us of our need for God. Experiencing our own humanity helps only if we then lift up our eyes to see God. Hopefully, at the end of this journey, we won't see ourselves as spiritual tourists and just say, we did Lent, or we did Holy Week, or we did church. Hopefully, our Lenten practices will remind us of our need for God, who keeps us and keeps our coming and going. Hopefully, just as the Israelites sang Psalm 121 and lifted up their eyes, we too will lift up our eyes to see where our help comes from, to see the full display of God's love in Jesus. I lift my eyes up to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from you, Maker of heaven, Creator of all the earth. Oh, how I need you, Lord. You are my only hope. You are my only prayer. So I will wait for you to come and rescue me. Come and give me life. May this be our song for our Lenten journey. Amen.